Now, lesson two, Acres of Diamond. Earl Nightingale tells a great story that I first heard from Bob Proctor. This story teaches us all that we have, huge opportunities at our feet. If we only we have the wisdom to see the opportunities and act on them. The story was the account of an African farmer who heard tales about other farmers who has made millions of dollars by discovering diamond mines. These tales so excited the farmer that he could hardly wait to sell his own farm and go prospecting for diamonds himself. So he sold the farm and spent the rest of his life wandering the African continent, searching unsuccessfully for gems. Finally, the story goes, he was worn out and in the fit of despondency, having not found any diamonds, he threw himself into a river and he drowned. The man who had bought his farm happened to be crossing a small stream on the property when he suddenly saw a bright and a flashing blue and red light through the steam bottom. He picked up the stone. Several weeks later, a visitor picked up another stone, looked closely at it. The visitor told him he had found one of the largest diamonds ever discovered. The farmer had trouble believing it. He told the man that his stream was full of such stones. The farm that the first farmer had sold so he could go in search of a diamond mine turned out to be the most productive diamond mine in all of Africa. The first farmer had owned acres of diamond, but had sold them for practically nothing in order to look for them elsewhere. The moral is clear. If the first farmer had only taken the time to learn what diamonds look like in their rough state and then to thoroughly explore the land he owned before looking elsewhere, all of his wildest dreams would have come true. Rather than thinking that the grass is greener elsewhere, we should make sure that we know what we really have. Another instructive story Nightingale shares is that of a man in Arizona with a small business he had or service station, and one day sitting at his desk and watching through the windows while one of his attendants filled a man's car with gas, as they call it in the US, he watched the customer standing about waiting. He realized that the customer had financial success to spend whatever he wanted. So he began adding things to his station and thinking, I can expand my station. He added various products in the shelves, and that business started to grow, and he started to serve the existing customers with more products than he was selling in the same station. So there is opportunity. He bought up the property around his petrol station and added a car parts department. He added other things. He always stocked cold drinks, and it suddenly became a multi-purpose enterprise. To take advantage of these opportunities, we need to think creatively, to think in new directions rather than trying to copy what others are already doing. To mine your own acres of diamond, you need to develop intelligent objectivity, the ability to stand back and look at your work as a stranger would look at it. Know your goals, the things you want most to do, the place in life you want to be. It may seem impossible at times, but you will get there. If you believe in it. I found my own acres of diamond in London, and I was working full time in the investment banking, and I wanted some extra money, needed a few pounds to pay for the family. I started offering private tuition for £20 in year 2000. Saw the opportunity for more, and then Darshan and I set up Regent College with my late father. This was the beginning of Regent, a business now heading to become a British unicorn all over the world, in the US, India, UAE, in Dubai. We do a lot of work. Spend some time, you know, many hours, write it down in a piece of paper or a digital pad and sort of think about your work. Take it apart and put it back together. Look for your acres of diamonds. Thank you.